shows the proves the helplessness of the other the influence of the environment. When volcanic energy comes out, it envelops everything, and all have to accept it helplessly. Something like that. It is not preaching. But if it can give an instruction of a very valuable type, convert the heart direct unconsciously. Yes, this is the thing. Uddhav surrenders. A devotee of Uddhav's position, he had to surrender immediately to that volcanic force coming out, oozing from the heart, unconsciously coming out from the heart. What is this? The beyond the conception of our scientific knowledge. This way. Hari Krishna. Class I like to close here, at any particular inquiry and to attend that.
Gayatri Sarupartha Vaichitra. Sri Mad Bhagavata Dharai. Gayatri Sarupartha Vaichitra.
কদিন থেকে চেষ্টা করি অক্ষরানন্দ মহারাজ নিমায় আমি, তারপরে মানুষ রঞ্জন এত সব লোককে ইয়েটা করা গেল না, লিখিত ভুবন মায়া
Translation of Nikhila Bhuvana Maya, Chinna Vichinna Katri,
this
sloka?
He came to London.
But it is...
Okay, Akkaran Maya.
It is already done.
Two.
Done and
sent. Wait, how are you going
to say? Udhuna Maya is Pachandha.
Pachandha.
Extra Vistari, extra
Sankhita. O sloka Vakha Hoyna. Asolete, Gurven. It is not possible to explain agare word to word. And if you do
that,
if you do word to word explanation, that is not must be correct. There is so many thinking, so many siddhanta, so many bhava.
Concentrated
there.
The banyan tree in the small seed.
Yes. Gayatri also that type. Srimad Bhagavat says, Arthoyam Brahma Sutranam. Brahma Sutra, a great and deep thing.
What Bhagavat has and what Gauta has? Gaurupuran.
Gaurupuran. In Gaurupuran.
Arthoyam Brahma
Sutranam. Bharadartha Vinirnayam. 18 lakh slok. 18 lakh slok. 2 lakh slok.
What is it?
Bharat?
Bharat Aglokha.
1 lakh of slokas in Mahabharata.
18,000 hole loge. 14,000
hole loge. And Gayatri Bhashya Rupo Shog. And Gayatri only one sloka. One sloka of Gayatri equal to 1 lakh sloka of
Mahabharata. It is the very gist of the Vedanta Sutta. Mamma Sutta. Mamma Sutta Vedanta. Bhavadhatta Vinita. Gayatri Vashya Rupa Usho.
Vedanta Pari Vinita.
The Bhagavad Kota Egal. Atho Yang Brahma Sutta.
It's Bhagavad Samandhi Bala Hache. Bhagavad Samandhi Bala Hache.
Gayatri, Bhagavad. Gayatri Bhashya Rupa Usho.
Yes, Gayatri is Bhashya.
Gayatri is meaning must come to Bhagavata.
Yes.
Is the equivalent. Gayatri and Bhagavata is one and the same. Gayatri Bhashya is the Vishad Kiki Vale. Sankirtan and Vishad,
elaborate commentary.
Srimad Bhagavatam is the elaborate commentary of Gayatri. So Gayatri, meaning of Gayatri must have come to the line of Bhagavatam. How that is possible? The step in between that should be supplied. That by this step from Gayatri it is coming to Bhagavatam. Gayatri, what is the meaning of Gayatri? Gana Tayati is a particular kind of song by which we can get our salvation. Gayatri, Tri Tran, gives us relief, emancipation. And Gayatri is called Veda Mata. And Gayatri has produced the whole Veda. First Om, Omkar, Pranab, then Gayatri, then Veda, then Vedanta Sutra, then Bhagavatam. The meaning, the purpose is running that way. So Gayatri must have to mean Bhagavatam, that is, that Krishna conception of Godhead is the highest. Gayatri must have to say so. It is there.
Yeah.
And how to get out Krishna conception from Gayatri? That is the problem, that is the object before us. How to extract Bhagavatam, that is the Krishna conception, from within the womb of Gayatri. It must have to prove so. The Gayatri must have to say that there is Krishna consciousness within our womb. That should be drawn out. I heard that Jiva Goswami has given such a meaning, but where, I could not find. I heard only that Jiva Goswami has given a meaning of Gayatri leading to Krishna consciousness. But I could not find that anywhere. Anyhow, the tendency awakened in me to take the meaning, to draw the meaning of Gayatri towards Krishna consciousness. And I did in that way. The basis is Jigana Trayati. It is the general meaning of Gayatri. We find by singing which we can work out our emancipation, our liberation. Now liberation and
must have a meaning in the positive line. Liberation not only to be free from the negative side, but muktir hitta unnatha rupam sarupe na bhavasthiti. The definition of emancipation proper in Bhagavatam we find there's some positive attainment. Not only to attain freedom from the negative side, that is the apparently it seems like that, mukti, liberation, emancipation. But Bhagavata has given the positive. Until and unless we get our positive highest position possible to get, mukti is not affected. We cannot, mere withdrawal from the negative side cannot be said mukti. Self-determination, as says Hegel. Mukti, our object of our life is self-determination. We must have to determine our normal function in the organic whole. Not mere emancipation from the negative side, but our participation in the positive function, which is considered to be the highest attainment of us, in the service, that is, in the service, domain of service. That is, gana trayati. Tran means positive attainment to the final stage. Tran. Mukti. Sarupena bhavasthiti. We have to take that, one thing. And gana. And that is some musical sound. Gan means not mere sound, but with musical touch. Gan. That is there. Then music draws Mahaprabhu Sankirtan, gets the touch and the flute of Krishna. We find there sound and the music. So, Gayatri, now we have to go to analyze what is Gayatri. Om, the Bija Mantra which contains everything within it. Then, Bhur Bhur Bhuvasas Tatsavitur Bharanyam. Bhu, where we are, the world of our experience, that is Bhu. The world of our perception. Bhuvo, which is at the back of that, our mental acquisition. The effect of our mental acquisition takes to our present position of experience. That we are here in the world of our experience. It is not accidental existence, but we have to acquire such position by our previous karma. And the previous karma area, that is called bhuvaloka. Bhuvaloka. That is the mental sphere. And this physical sphere only an outcome of that. Outcome. The present world of experience is the product of our previous mental impulse. Bhuva. Then sarloka. Mental means what to do, what to not to do, what I like, what I dislike concerning this sankalpa vikalpa. Sankalpa. I like this, I don't like that. That is the sign of the mental world. Our liking. And sarloka means buddhi loka, the plane of decision. You may like this, but don't do that. Then you will be loser. That faculty, reason, That is short loka. In this way, in this mundane world, there are different planes, seven planes. Bhuvasva mahajana tapa sutta loka. This negative side, they have got these seven planes of life. From this bhuloka up to sutta loka. Where the creator Brahma, he lives, the master of the whole world of experience in the negative side. There he lives in sutta loka. And the chatushyam, who holds the highest position of the saints, they also live in sutta loka. Sanatana Goswami has given description of all these seven planes of life in the negative side. Bhut, Bhuvasa, Mahajana, Tapa, Satya, Loka. The seven layers of life in the material world, from gross to subtle, Sanatana Goswami in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he has given some sort of conception there. Satya Loka. After Satya Loka, there finishes this negative side. Gunama, Satya Raja Tamo. Three gun of Maya. And their combination, augmentation combination, has produced this world. And it ends in Satya Loka. Then begins Viraja. The equilibrium, the bhajya of equilibrium in the negative side, viraja, and the bhajya of positive world, equilibrium, that is brahmaloka. Then real world of reality, that world of dedication and service, the soul proper begins there, Vaikuntha, Shivaloka. Devotee Shiva, and then Vaikuntha, in this way it develops into Krishna Loka, Vrindavan. Bhur Bhuvasa Tat Savitur Varenyam. Bhur Bhuvasa, that means it is only Digdarshan. Bhur Bhuvasa only three mentioned, but it marks towards the seven strata. Bhura Bhur Bhuvasa Mahajana Tava Satya. Bhura Bhur Bhuvasa Tat Savitur. Now, this Bhur Bhuvasa, they are summarized in one, Savitu. Savita means Surya, sun. Sun means figuratively. Sun means which shows, that is sun. Then these three gross and the subtle strata of world, or rather the seven different planes of negative world, has been shown by a particular thing. What is that? That is Jivatma. Really, sun does not show us the world, but really shows our soul, Prakashadharya. Savita, Surya, Prakashak, who really gives perception to the gross things, that is not the sun, really, that is the soul. In Bhagavad Gita, you may find, ki Krishna me kami mangravi, Atma, soul, that is really expressing to us this world just like sun. So he's in the center, sun can show only the color, but ear can show the sound world, other touch world. So really, in the center, the soul, he really gives us understanding of the environment, what is the perception. The perception is possible only because there is soul. Soul like the sun, it is showing everything. Tat sabitu. Now summarized, Bhūt-bhūvasva, Mahajanatapa, all these seven stratas of our experience, that is reduced to one, Tat, that, and that is shown by whom? The sun. Sun means here, the soul. Soul means not universal soul, but individual soul. Individual soul is the cause of his world. Not that the mind is in the world, but the world is in the mind. That Barclay. World is in the mind. Everything is in the sun. Whatever we see, that is in the sun. Sun can show. There is no sun, there is everything is dark, nothing can be seen. So light. Light is soul. And that is the subject. And the object is these seven planes of experience. The Bhūt-bhūvasva, Bhūt-adesh-savitu, Varanyam. Varanyam means puja, worshipable, venerable. Reverential. Varanyam. So our souls venerable. It is coming that the objective side of the soul, soul is the subject, then souls, there is another domain which is to be venerated, to be worshipped by the soul. So super soul area means that is bhargo. Bhargo means the energy which contains the super soul, super subjective area. Bhargo means. Bhargo. Dhamna Srena Sada Nirastha Kuhakam Satyam Parang Dhimai. In Bhagavatam it is mentioned that what I am going to deal with here, the Dhamna Srena Sada, by whose own ray, Nirastha, all this misconception is brushed aside, and in its own pristine glory is shown another world. I am talking about that world. The subject is the soul, and the object of this world of a mundane experience, and the subject's venerable area, that is, which is superior to the subject soul, that is, super subjective area. Bhargo means more subtle than the soul and more important position holding than the jiva soul, jivatma. That is super soul area, bhargo. Bhargo means in general tej, that is ordinarily light, light. And really, it is super soul which can see, which can show everything more in detailed way, just as X-ray can show us, ordinary eye cannot see. So that Bhargo, that is the Sarup Shakti, higher light, higher powerful light, and that can show even the soul also. Paramatma Jatiyo. Bhargo Devasya Dhimai. Bhargo belongs to whom? Belongs to Deva. Devasya Bhargo. Bhargo Devasya, pertaining to Deva. What is Deva? Deva means, from the derivative meaning we get, Deva means who is very beautiful and who is playful. Two things we get from Deva. Deva means very beautiful, that is really beautiful, and also playful, playing, not a non-differentiated substance, but is full of lila. The lila, lila and the beauty combined, deva. And his bhargo, and his domain, his domain is bhargo, which is to be venerated by the jiva soul. What is that? Sarupa Shakti. And that is the Vaibhava, the extension of Radharani. Radharani, she holds the whole, the full service, responsibility and energy to serve Krishna. So bhargo is not no less than the Vaibhava, the extended body of Radharani, containing everything for the service, that Mahabhava, Rasaraja Mahabhava, Bhargo representing Mahabhava, and Deva representing Rasaraja, predominating mighty, predominated mighty. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. We are addressed that come and meditate. Then what sort of meditation is possible there? Meditate in the sense of culture, cultivation. That is, show your process of veneration, worship. That sort of experience is possible there. Dhimahi, not abstract meditation. It is Krishnanushilam. Krishnanushilam. Dhimahi means to participate in the spontaneous flow of the current of devotion there, to participate, dhimahi. And dhiyo jona prachojayat, and what will be the result? The capacity of your cultivation will be increased. Dasmuri vachanmuri deho pranodham. We will serve, and what remuneration we will get? That more capacity and more willingness will be given to me to serve. It will enhance. What is the remuneration of the service? The serving principle, serving spirit is increased, just as interest is added in the capital. In the bank, I am getting the interest, I do not draw the money, but the interest comes and is added into the capital. In this way, Daskuri Prasanmare Deha Prayodham, we shall try to cultivate, that is, we shall try to serve, to dedicate, and the dedicating principle will be increased ever and ever. Dhiyo Jona Prachodaya. This is the underlying meaning of the Gayatri. And then I have connected it. This gong, which is began in the beginning in this verse, that comes to Sankirtan in the middle process, Gaudhari. Kirtan also meaning that is also sung, and that is also improving us towards our goal, highest goal, Sankirtan. So Kirtan, Gayatri, beginning, Brahma Gayatri, that is coming to Gauranga stage, it becoming Krishna Kirtan, and then it is reaching Vrindavan, then the fruit Kirtan, the sweet sound of the fruit of Krishna. As Kirtan, Mahaprabhu Sankirtan also trying to reinstate in our highest serving position, and when we enter the area of Vrindavan, there also the sound of Bansi, flute, helps to engage the servants in their own respective duty. It gives excitement. The flute is sounding, and the gopis and the others, they are being adjusted in their respective duty. Oh, sound, but flute is there, he is coming from here, or he is going, or at night the gopis will run to the Yamuna, and the Yashoda also hearing the food, my son is there, he is coming very soon. In this way, the sound of the flute are engaging the servants of respective position to mind their own business, that is their service. Krishna kirtan gayate radha padang dhimahi. Radha padang dhimahi, that is, all these services represented fully in Radha Radhika. All other like branches, they are part of her. That is the mukha ras. Madhura ras is the mukha ras. That is the combination of all rasa. So, rasa raj mahabhava. Mahabhava represents the whole serving attitude. It is reminding us and engaging us in our service. That is, and what is the service? The service is to surrender ourselves to accept the suggestion of Radha Rani. What to do? What to do? It will excite us to mind about Radha Rani's speech, to obey her, to obey her orders. He is mainly representing the whole serving area. So, try to engage ourselves in her service, that is her order, to accept her direction and to obey her, that is a service of Radha Rani. In this way, the Gayatri's meaning has been drawn to Radha Dasya, the self-determination, sarupena bhavasthiti, mukti hitta unnadharupam sarupena bhavasthiti. In the meantime, the partial representation in Vatsala Rasa, Sokha Rasa, they are also, in some other way, it is part and parcel of the Mukha Rasa. They will be set there, the Vatsala Rasa person, they will also serve Nanda Yashoda, Sokha Rasa, Siddham Sudham. But ultimately, the whole thing in one conception, it is included in Radha Rani. So Radha Dasya has been drawn out from that Gayatri. That is the end of our life. Our end of life cannot but be. If Bhagavatam is the full-fledged theism from Veda, Upanishad, so many shastra, all the revealed truth rises to its acme, to the highest position in the conception of Bhagavatam, then also it may go to the Bhagavatam. Also teaches us that the highest realization, self-determination in the service of Radha Rani, that is under her guidance to serve Krishna, and directly to serve, to be disposal of all, devote all of our energy at the disposal of her, and she knows how to serve Krishna. Direct, we have got commission, her service. In this way, it has been drawn that side. The background is this. And that has been put into the stanza slokas, that's it. We have to follow in that life. Now, if you like, you can line by line, you may ask how step by step it is making progress towards that.
Radhya. Savitur-parinna-bhitam, ketranka-sajjartakam, bhargo-vai-visa-bhanu-jatma-vivavai-kara-dhanasri-puram, bhargat-jyoti-vachinta-lira-nasudai-kara-dhanasri-puram. Athava, Bhagavad Hama Taranga Kheranashudai Kara Dhanasri Puram, অথবা ভর্গধাম সদা নিরস্ত করবে প্রজ্ঞান লীলা
from different aspect to approach what is Vargo. Vargo you may say, Ajar you may see in this way or in that way, all similar. In various ways it has been dealt. What all one said. Ordinarily you may see in these three, four ways, but materially it is the same thing, whatever you like.
Deva Samyata Rupa Leela Rasadhir Aradhadi Preshina Devasya Mita Rupa Leela Purushasya Aradhadi Preshina Devasya Dutishindarika Purushasya Aradhadi Preshina. এই খানটাই কিন্তু তফাৎ আছে। দেবস্য শব্দে দেবস্যাম মৃত রূপ লীল পুরুষস্য আরাধতি প্রেষিন আর একটা লাইন দেবস্য দ্যুতি সুন্দর ঐক পুরুষস্য আরাধতি প্রেষিন
আর দেবস্য ধিয়োজন প্রচোদায়াত দেব প্রচোদায়াত ওই ছিল প্রেষিন প্রেরিন
না দ্যুতি সুন্দর ঐক পুরুষ একটা আর লীলা পুরুষোত্তম একটা
হ্যাঁ দ্যুতি সুন্দর দ্যোতমানা পরমা সুন্দরী না দেবী কই দ্যোতমানা পরমা সুন্দরী দীপ ধাতুর দুটো অর্থ একটা হচ্ছে দ্যুতি সুন্দর আর একটা হচ্ছে
সুন্দর মানে হচ্ছে গিয়ে মহাপ্রভু তো আসবেন এখানে মহাপ্রভু
না দ্যুতি সুন্দর বলছে দেবী কহি দ্যোতমানা পরমা সুন্দরী
কিংবা কৃষ্ণ পূজা ক্রীড়ার বসতি নগরী
হ্যাঁ তো একটা লীলা অর্থে আর একটা সৌন্দর্য
সৌন্দর্য অর্থে
দেব মানে সৌন্দর্য
এখানে দ্যুতি সুন্দর বলতে
কেবল রিওলটাই সুন্দর পড়তো নয় কারো সুন্দর শ্যাম সুন্দর
শ্যাম সুন্দর
সুতরাং সৌন্দর্য এবং লীলা এই দুটো পাওয়া যাচ্ছে দেবতা হতে সেই দেবস্য ভর্গ তাহলে লীলাময় সুন্দর দেবতার যে শক্তি পটেন্সি তাকে ভর্গ বলা হচ্ছে আর ভর্গ কি না এর ওপরেতে তারই স্বরূপ শক্তি রিপ্রেজেন্ট করছে হোল দি স্পিরিচুয়াল পটেন্সি দি হোল অব দি স্পিরিচুয়াল পটেন্সি ইজ রিপ্রেজেন্টেড বাই ভর্গ অ্যান্ড হুজ রিপ্রেজেন্টেশন হুজ এক্সটেনশন ইজ দি হোল spiritual area. That is the knowledge, that is Mahabhava. Sarvarasa Samahar, Mukha Rasa. That is going to hit Radharani only.
Seskalta Deyache, Gayatri Muralishto Kirtana Thanang Radhapatang Dhimai, Gayatri Goditang Mahaprabhatang Radhapatang Dhimai, Arakta Che Dhi Radhadhana Meva Nanna Dititat Radhapatang Dhimai. Dhi Radhadhana Nanna
ধি মিন্স আরাধনা ধি ক্যানট বাট বি এক্সপ্লেন্ড ইন দি টার্মস অফ আরাধনা পূজা মানে সেবা সেবা লাভিং সার্ভিস দ্যাট ইজ টু বি আন্ডারস্টুড বাই দি ওয়ার্ড ধি ধি মিন্স চিত্রণ অনুশীলন ধি বুদ্ধি সাহায্যে With the help of intelligence, what we cultivate, dhimahi. Dhimahi, not experiment with the material thing, but our cultivation with the venerable, fine intelligence. Dhimahi, dhi. Dhi, anushiran, not meditation, but in the land of service, so it will have to mean that chidanushilam, that spiritual culture, demon spiritual culture in that area. What is spiritual culture? The higher connection with on the service is culture. Cultivation only of service. Exploitation culture here, and in the middle no culture. Are in the higher sphere, culture means service. Cannot but be that conception. With serving temperament, whatever we exercise, our fine spiritual senses, or whatever we exercise, our fine cult, that is, ধীময়ী অনুশীলন ধ্যান করি মেডিটেট মেডিটেট ইন দি area of service, that is service. No, cannot be otherwise. In the service area, that meditation, that is the exercise of our spiritual faculty. That is dhimahi. And that cannot be but service there. In the serving area, with our transaction with the highest, the relationship and our relation and our activity cannot but be service. Here exploitation and there dedication, the service. So dhimahi means service. Then in the soul to soul, soul super soul, that relationship, that cultivation is cannot but be service. Not ordinary idle meditation of abstract things. That area, without service, no movement possible. So dhi means this spiritual exercise of our spiritual wealth resources. That means service in that area. Here all cultivation is exploitation, and there all cultivation, culture is service on the other part. So dhimahi means the service. Service in the spiritual world. Not idle abstract thinking is dhimahi, as we can conceive it here. Dhimahi, dhyan, meditation.
That's all? Yes. All this and all, this one all, you read also?
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
এখনো শেষ হচ্ছে না বলে এটি সব হলো
হ্যাঁ
বলছি সব হয়ে গেল
যাবে পুট কোশ্চেন ইউ ক্যান্ট ফলো this is not clear. This portion is not clear. You can put question. Govinda Maharaj, half glass jaw cover.
That is your explanation on the Brahma Gayatri. And these, but so many verses are given that Kama Gayatri, these different mantras are given.
Yes. Guru Gayatri, Gaur Gayatri, Kama Gayatri, that is leading towards, more towards Krishna consciousness. That is, that help is not taken here.
Yes.
I forgot to take, to incorporate them. If I am to incorporate them, I shall get
a book.
Better position. That it cannot but lead towards that. Because if it must go towards that side, the Kama Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri and the Kama Krishna Gayatri, the development from here, it goes there. So it is a grand trunk road.
Maharaj, this line, Bhargo boi vishabhanu jatma vibhavai ka radhana shri puram.
Don't come in, Bhargo. কই আমাকে এত নাগলে গামছা টামছা কিছু মুখ পচার